John 15, verse 2.
Okay.
During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. Rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around.
Please stand up and read that.
John 13, verse 21. After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table close to Jesus. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot.
Who's the fellow? Is it?
Okay.
Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Jesus had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give him something to the poor. So after receiving a morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night.
Okay.
Matthew 27:3. Then when Judas, the betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and to the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to you? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself.
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home.
Thank you. Now we have the two of them. Always John referred to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. This is his preferred name. He never in the Gospel of John said, "I am John." He always say about himself, "I am the disciple whom Jesus loved." So we have the both of them, Judas and John. And I will mention things in common between them and things that unique for Judas and things that unique for John. Okay? And among us, we will find ourselves either John or Judas. And we have to be honest with ourselves to find out which one of them we are. If we come to the common things between them, first of all, they were very close to the Lord. Very close to the Lord. They spent more than 3 years with him, eating with him, travel with him, hearing his sermons, seeing his miracles, and everything they do, they did with him. They did with him, okay? They were very, very close. The same like us. We are very close to the Lord because, you know, we attend meetings. We attend conferences like this. We have been called Christians. In all our life, we refer to ourselves as Christians. This, like both of them, we are very close to the Lord. They were very close to the Lord. Okay? The second thing in common with them, that they went with the Lord to the worship places. At that time, the worship place was the temple, the Jewish temple. Okay? They used to go with the Lord to the Jewish temple and hear the Lord telling his sermon there and worship the God there. So we are like them. Both of them, Judas and John, did that. And both of the teams of us, both of the two of us, the Judas and John, between us, we attend meetings, we attend conferences like this. So in common, we are the same like them. First of all, they are close to the Lord, then they go to worship places, and then every one of them has a wonderful title. Judas and John. As I mentioned, John has a title, he titled himself by, which is?
The beloved disciple.
The disciple? Thank you. The disciple whom Jesus loved. He felt the love of the Lord. And you know, one day when Judas came with the soldiers and the others to catch Jesus, he told him wonderful name. My friend, why didst you come? Even Judas, even John, even every one of us has this wonderful title. You are beloved to the Lord, and he's calling you now. So the same in these three attributes. And then they have, every one of them has a missionary, a mission, a ministry. Okay? Judas and John, both of them, sent by the Lord to tell people the gospel. He sent them and gave them the power to make miracles and signs so that they can proclaim in all places that the kingdom of God is near. And we can say that Judas was more important in his ministry than John. Why? Yes, because he was responsible for the collection, responsible for, you can say that he's the one who is responsible to collect the money and to spend on poor people and things like this. So we can find in these four aspects that all of them enjoying wonderful things like being close to the Lord and called by the name of the Lord, by being going with the Lord to the worship temple, worship places, by being loved by the Lord himself. And we are as well like them. And maybe some of us help in some ministry. Maybe some of us help in Sunday school, things like this. But all of us should consider that which of the two we are. Because everything is the same for Judas and John. But as will we see now, there was a big difference between them. Let us speak about Judas. What was unique for him? What's different completely from John? First of all, that he was not clean. It's not me who said that. It is the Bible said that when the Lord said to them, to his disciples, you are clean because of the words I told you. He then said, but not all you, because he knew who will betray him. You know, normally people count the disciples of Jesus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm not quite sure that all of you is awake. I'm not quite sure. I'm afraid. I promise I'll be short as possible, okay? But try to concentrate with me. How many of the disciples? 12. Everyone who sees Jesus with his disciples, he counts the disciples from 1 to 12. But you know, the Lord never counts them 12. He always counts his disciples 11 plus 1. Is there a difference between 12 and 11 plus 1? Mathematically, there is no difference, okay? Because 11 plus 1 equals?
12.
But when the Lord, you think?
Hopefully,
yes. It is, I think, from the pure mass, it is 12, okay? People see 12 of them, but the Lord see them two teams.